we'll jump right into item number two, which is the code of conduct policy.
Yeah. And so there's been a lot of discussion around the code of conduct policy. However, we're not ready as of yet. I talked with Kathleen as she's drafting the code of conduct policy. However, there's still some confusion on the verbiage within the policy. Are we going off of the statute's code of conduct, or are we going off of the code of conduct from DHS? And so, as Kathleen continue to work on that, we'll roll it out. And so, for now, we're still laid over until we get some clarification. She has reached out to Milwaukee County Attorney for some clarification.
Ken, are you referring to specifically in the language? Are you referring to what specific elements of that verbiage are you referring to?
So within the code of ethics, in the ethics itself, it refers back to the statutes where it says the fine, I believe, like it talks about a fine of $100 and that type of thing. However, we're not clear on, are we going off of the statutes or a unique set of code of ethics that is designed by DHS? So are we going to use the code of ethics that we use for BHS employees or Behavioral Health Division employees, or are we using the statute's code of ethics? And so Kathleen has reached out to Mike Lampin and I think Attorney Don. Mm-hmm.
Yes, for some
clarification.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, that was the issue. It seemed like that the code of conduct policy, which does include our ethics, was kind of what was used for employees at BHS. It kind of had some of the same verbiage in it that it would be used for employees. So then it was a matter of, you know, like Mr. Chairman said, whether they were going to redo the whole thing or just kind of revise it or edit the policy. But that was going to come with guidance through Corporation Counsel.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody.
Jody? Yes. Jody, I'm here.
Okay, and Board Member Eilers, just for clarification, I think when Mr. Chairman is referring to Kathleen, he's talking about Kate and not you.
I knew that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I thought maybe you thought he was saying you.
No, but this just says that I don't have a microphone, so I have to talk over my phone. I don't know what that means, but I'll try and get that sorted out here.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
So, Board Member Eilers, did you have any discussion surrounding the code of conduct policy with?
I did not.
Okay. With Corporation Counsel Dawn. Okay. So then, Mr. Chairman, with the approval of the committee, I will lay this item over. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
This item will be laid over to the next meeting.
Yeah. And we have a very good draft, so I'm anticipating the next meeting we will be able to have a draft that everyone can look at and move forward with it.
Okay, so